about. I want to talk to you about obviously peace, but tonight's title of tonight's message is Shalom, Shalom. And we're going to talk about that tonight. Shalom, Shalom. That means peace, peace. And first, before I get started, I want to give the house, the Lord told me to give the house a reminder of his promise to the house of TGM. Just a quick reminder, this is what our ministry stands on. 1 John 2:27 is the entire, this is the home scripture, the main scripture of how God built and what he planned to do in this house. In 1 John 2:27, it says, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him.
Amen.
So the Lord is letting you know, all this rhema that we have been learning, I'm going to read part B again, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. So all this rhema that we've been learning by the anointing, we will abide in. Get ready to become steadfast and stable and always abounding.
Praise God.
The anointing has been teaching us this. This is nothing but the anointing. I couldn't plan this if I tried to. The anointing of God has been teaching you about authentic faith and how authentic faith leads you to peace. The anointing of God, ever since we tapped into the mystery of Mark 4, has completely taken over our ministry. Every truth that has ever come by way of the anointing, you will abide in. So again, get ready to become steadfast and stable and always abounding. You're about to hit it.
Amen.
You've arrived according to what God taught us before. We've already arrived. Mark 4 is no longer a mystery. We're right where we need to be.
Amen.
So get ready for the best. The best is still yet to come. Now in this, Shalom, Shalom. Peace, peace. The word peace we know means to join. It means prosperity and quietness. It means rest. It means to set at one again. A state of national tranquility. And when you hear the rhema on that, it's going to really bless you. It means exemption from the rage and havoc of war.
Bless God.
It means peace between individuals. And when I read that, I think of the Father. Peace between us and the Father. It means we are in harmony. And so that is our definition. We have been dealing with the word, the definition side of it, to join. And we've been talking about joining in and staying completely connected to Alpha and Omega Fellowship. Well, I believe tonight it's going to be a lot more icing. I can't say is the final icing on it, but it's still dealing and pointing into that direction of joining. But it's going to talk about Shalom, Shalom. And why we're talking about Shalom, Shalom is because the Bible teaches us over in the book of Isaiah that God would keep us in perfect peace. And the word perfect is Shalom. And of course, the word peace is Shalom. They both say Shalom, Shalom. And so there's a reason why Shalom, Shalom. It's more than just double peace. And tonight's going to give you a good frame about that and a good insight. And you'll have it. You'll have exactly what you need to understand why it's Shalom, Shalom. In the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 7, I'm going to read some scriptures, and they're all going to sound the same. But just listen. It says, to all that be in Rome, if you can hear me, just say amen.
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 Okay, it says, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians 1 and 3, it says the same thing. Basically, a little bit less, but comes out to being the same at the end. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 2, it says, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians 1 and 3, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1 and 2, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Last but not least, Philippians 1 and 2 says, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul wrote 13 letters, which we call books. 13 different books were written by Paul. In every single book, he started off telling them, either in verse 1 or 2, or maybe at the most, verse 3, in every book he wrote, he said these words, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. As I noted that and saw that, I realized that Paul clearly had a revelation about Alpha and Omega fellowship. Mm-hmm. Paul had an understanding of fellowship with the Son and fellowship with the Father. He used the word and, that grace and peace would come from God. He specifies God, our Father. Then you see that little three-letter word, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, when I was sleeping the other night, the Lord told me, he said, the reason why I said perfect peace and I said shalom, shalom twice is because both me and the Father are giving it. You're getting shalom in the beginning of the fellowship with Alpha.
Amen.
His job is to bring your mind into tranquility.
Amen.
That's his job. That's his, to bring you into what we've been calling his temperament or propitiation. Mm-hmm. At any rate, you end up in the place of tranquility in the mind. The first shalom is coming from the Alpha side of fellowship. Amen. The second shalom comes from when the first, after you met with Alpha, how he then graces you and influences you into fellowship with Omega, with the Father. And now when the Father comes in, we understand his ministry as Omega is to bring results. And what that result does, what happens there is, as Jesus is speaking to you, the Father will do the works. We've been reading this and we've been hearing this man for the last, I don't know how long, but God is trying to make something stick here and bring forth a true fellowship with the one true God. Perfect peace is not just having tranquility in your mind. Perfect peace is now the thing that was bothering you is now in a tranquil state. But the perfect peace says, let me now manifest your deliverance, or let me now manifest the blessing that comes from it, the very thing that you've been learning. This is perfect peace. I give your mind tranquility, but then I also bring it to pass. You don't have to wake up every day and run it down. No. Perfect peace says, I give your mind tranquility, but then I bring results as Omega, shalom, shalom. Peace. Whatever Jesus is giving you peace about, the Father is ready to bring forth manifestation about. Mm-hmm. Whenever tranquility hits, the first shalom is a definite sign. It's a flag in the ground. It's telling you, now the Father, Omega, is coming with the second shalom.
Amen.
Here we go.
So
what happens here is Paul clearly had a revelation about the Alpha and Omega fellowship. He spoke the results of that fellowship. He knew that we would receive grace, listen, and peace from both the Father and the Son. In the past, we learned about grace for grace, meaning that when we're influenced to fellowship with the Son, the grace of the Son now would influence us to fellowship with the Father. Well, that's the same thing with this covenant of peace. Where a shalom is coming and tranquility of mind comes, peace will beget peace. It's headed straight towards the Father to bring forth manifestation. So his grace we learned would influence us right over to the Father. Well, now we will learn how peace flows from fellowship with Alpha, who is Christ Jesus, directly following when we enter into fellowship, after we've entered into fellowship with Him, we're going to enter into fellowship with the Father. Peace will flow from the Father, hence shalom, shalom. It flows from the Son and the Father. And He told me, He said, the first is last and the last is first. He said, Jesus being the Alpha, He's the firstborn of many brethren. He is Alpha. He's the firstborn. So He becomes Alpha, and that's why we fellowship. And He's also Lord of the Word. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they're not mine, but My Father doeth the works, which we've learned over and over again. So now we enter into this first dimension of peace. Praise God. For some of you, I feel a release even on the line right now. The first shalom has already hit you. Praise God.
Amen.
Whatever you didn't have peace about, and whatever He just brought you into peace over, the second level of shalom, or the second dimension of shalom, is ready now to fix the problem. Shalom, shalom.
Hallelujah.
What a wonderful greeting. What a wonderful greeting when we see each other. And Mom said that to me. Elder Donna said that to me yesterday before we hung up. And she said, shalom, shalom. And it hit me. I was like, oh my gosh. Because we were talking about this word. And I could feel the real salutation behind it. I could feel the weight of what He's saying there. Shalom, shalom. My goodness. And Isaiah 26 and 3, and this is our scripture that it really hails from. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Perfect meaning shalom. Peace meaning shalom. Perfect peace. Tranquility of mind and manifestation too. Perfect peace. Shalom. Shalom. Just imbibe that for a minute. Just imbibe whatever. My goodness. We always stop at the first shalom. We always take that and say, that's what I needed. That was just, no. But He's saying, please don't stop there. I have more shalom coming by way of My Father now.
Amen.
It's not just to give you peace of mind, peace in the midst of your storm. No. We sang that song way too long. He's here to not just give you peace in it, but He's here to stop it and deliver you from it. Shalom. The first shalom manifests as a result, as I said, of Alpha fellowship. It manifests when we continue in the Rhema word. It's always there. I can tell you, I was sharing with Elder Allison, there's some days, man, where I felt lower than dirt itself. Lower than dirt. There's days where I just felt so doggone low. And I felt no self-worth. I mean, just jacked up days, absolute jacked up days, days where no question about it. At times I felt shame. I felt doubt. I had no type of, any type of oomph for ministry or whatever. I mean, just flat out low. I mean, really, I mean, low. And if you know what I'm talking about, you can say amen on mute, but just say amen anyway. But I've been there. I have been there where I just had no confidence in myself and in what I was doing. But my goodness, the moment I step into this Rhema word and this Alpha fellowship, how in the world Jesus reached, remember that old song, if he has to reach way down, he's going to pick you up. Well, I don't know sometimes how he ever reached these depths of low feeling that I had. I don't know. But the power that's in this Rhema to bring shalom to the darkest areas. Now I understand David when he said, if I made my bed in hell, you'll be right there with me. And the first shalom reaches you at your very worst. Once you crack into this Rhema, the first shalom gets you at, I don't care how bad off you are. I don't care the mistake you made. I don't care if you got the stench of sin still all over you, the first shalom is going to find you once you step into this Rhema word. He bestows His peace upon our minds. The tranquility of our hearts and minds takes place because of His propitiating power that's in His blood. That first shalom comes from that first, that crack of that rainbow, that man, when you first crack it open, and all of a sudden, my goodness, this anointing of shalom just shows up. Just shows up, man. I don't care how bad it is. It's from here that shalom now is going to beget the shalom of the Father. You can see God. The flow of peace from both the Son and the Father. The second level of peace comes from, obviously, Omega. Remember, Omega does mean the ending. Don't forget this now. God is stamping something on you tonight. It means ending. It means results. So what he wants to do, he wants to bring physical manifestation in the second shalom.
Amen.
This is the epitome, my God. This is the note. This is the epitome of perfect peace.
Hallelujah.
It's not just our minds being at ease. It's in the state and in the state of tranquility. But the Father will secure. He's going, listen. The second shalom is to secure the first shalom. Because when the Father brings forth manifestation, the first shalom is now fully secured. Because why? Because the problem's solved. And what used to steal your tranquility won't steal it any longer. Because the burden has been removed and
Hallelujah.
The yoke has been destroyed.
Hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom. My God. We can't afford to stop at the first any longer. My goodness, God has been talking to us. I remember Kurt said not too long ago, it's a season of harvest. It is a season of manifestation. Keep moving. Stay under the first shalom because he's leading and guiding you to the second shalom. It's coming. It's going to break. You're going to be free before you know it. Watch God do what, my goodness, the devil said can't be done. It's about to go down. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's about
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Alpha and Omega Fellowship has been keeping us in the temperament, which is also known as the Father's temperament, because that's where Jesus got it from. And it marks us as perfect. Listen to this. Only the perfect end up in his peace. And I'm telling you this right now. Watch this scripture. In the book of Psalms 37 and 37, this is going to blow your minds. You're going to understand why I'm still talking about Alpha and Omega, because the conversation has only continued from authentic faith. Psalms 37 and 37, it says, mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace.
Hallelujah, God.
Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. And I looked up the word mark, and Jay, you're on the line, that's going to bless your socks off. The word mark means guard. It means protect. Then it translates and means take heed. Observe, watch this, watch these last two. Observe or watch or wait for. Uh-oh, that sounds like post to me. Watching, waiting daily at my gates, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. This word mark is saying guard the temperament, protect the temperament, take heed to the temperament, observe the temperament, watch the temperament, wait for the temperament. Why? Because you're going to end up in the state of the only perfect man, Christ Jesus. And the end of that perfect man is peace.
Amen.
Peace is going to manifest as a result of you guarding, protecting, taking heed to, observing, watching, and waiting for the perfect man. Stay there and wait on his temperament. Why? The end of that perfect man, who is Christ Jesus, is nothing but peace. It's nothing but peace. Peace is meant for the perfect. And the only one perfect, my goodness.
Yes.
Was God in Christ, and now it's Christ in us. So now what we're now safeguarding. Remember, we learned this word, keep my word. Don't let it suffer loss or injury. Don't let this thing go. Guard and protect this temperament, this rhema you've got. Take heed to it, my goodness. Please observe it. Watch and wait for it. Why? Because that's the perfect man. Staying in the position, being at the head, leading.
Bless
and the
God.
End of this man is at the end for him is nothing but peace. Nothing but peace. Shalom. Shalom. So when I stay in this wonderful fellowship, and I stay in this place of fellowship with Alpha and Omega, listen, when I stay in the place of understanding I'm under the temperament, which is also noted as my place of authentic faith, when I'm staying right here, when I'm living here, dwelling here, staying in the temperament, Christ, we end up in Shalom, Shalom. We end up in it. We end up there, my good. It's like kind of, it's really simple math. It really, really is. When I step into the temperament of the Lord, obviously I made a transition from mine own to his. So whatever was in mine, whatever junk was in mine, whatever doubt, fear, whatever, sadness, whatever was there, it's no longer. Why? Because I've already transitioned out of mine and into his.
Amen.
Now, my job here now is to take heed to it, because there's another transition coming. I'm moving. I'm going to go from Shalom to Shalom. So I'm going to take heed to this thing. I'm going to observe it. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to feel like I'm going to feel after him here. My Shalom, which is that tranquility, is going to go into Shalom. It's going to go into manifestation. The end of this thing, the word end, E-N-D, that is same, my goodness, as Omega is peace. The end of that man is peace. The ending here, Omega is going to show up.
That's but
I'm going to guard it. I'm going to guard it. Why? Because the second Shalom is on the way. I'm going to stay here in this wonderful, tranquil place. So when we guard, protect, and take heed, watch, and observe the temperament of Christ, we will end up in Shalom, Shalom. This is also confirmation to why he taught us on authentic faith prior to peace. Living in authentic faith, living in the authentic faith life has opened the door fully to his peace.
Yes, God.
This is why he taught us on being in temperament. He's saying, nah, they have no idea where I'm about to take them next. I'm going to take them into Shalom, Shalom. I'm going to bring them into manifestation. Why? Because they're in faith. And their faith has brought them unto my peace. And I've made a covenant with them. I've made a covenant with them. And I'm going to uphold my covenant. I'm bringing them into peace. I'm bringing them into prosperity. Listen to Proverbs 16 and 7, and I'm almost done for tonight. It says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And I sat on this for a second. I said, oh my gosh, wait a minute. When my ways please you, my ways will never please you. My righteousness is as filthy rags, and it made me understand something. The only man you're looking for that has ever pleased you, only time you ever said, behold my beloved son,
yes,
in whom I am well pleased. Look, yes, out now, guys. That spoke another revelation to me, another rhema came about staying in the temperament of Jesus.
Yes.
The
Amen.
Only one that pleases the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, only one that pleases the Father is Christ.
Amen.
So now my enemies, then he said to me through the scripture, he said, I'll make your enemies be at peace with you. He said, look at that word peace. He said, that's not shalom. I said, what? I looked it up and it means shalom. Hmm. This is what he's saying here. He says here, because you stay in my temperament and you stay in my ways and you stay the way I do things, he said, your enemies will come into shalom. So now you have a shalom, shalom,
yes,
shalom.
God. Yes, God.
Oh, God help me. Shalom, shalom, shalom. All right, now watch this. It means that your enemies are going to recompense. They're going to render. They're going to requite. They're going to make restitution. They're going to restore. Everything the devil stole from you will be restored because you remained in shalom, shalom. You stayed
Amen,
in this temple.
God. Amen.
So you go shalom, shalom, shalom. So think about everything that the enemy stole from you. God says, no, listen. He said, when a man's ways please the Lord, we know what man he's talking about.
Yes.
He, who's he? God. Maketh even his enemies to shalom him, to restore him, to recompense him. to make restitution, to render back what he took, to give it over. Yeah, my goodness. When a thief be found, he'll render it back. Listen, this is how you get the shalom, the restoration of everything you lost. And my goodness, I can think of a lot of things the devil stole from me. It doesn't just stay in money. It can go from levels of the anointing. It can go yes. from peace. It can go joy, whatever, my God, whatever was taken as a result of the enemy. He said, I'll make him shalom you. I'll make him restore you. He's going to give it all back. So everything the devil stole will be restored. Just remain in his temperament. Now, the word shalom, and I'm ending here because it's going to lead us into Isaiah 54 for Sunday. The word shalom means safe. This is the shalom here. It starts to really pick up and gives us more definition or more understanding of the second shalom, because that's what the Lord really wants to point out. The first shalom, we have really, really, it's being perfected. We all know how to get in the rhema and find the first shalom. The second shalom, we have not yet really moved in. This almost sounds like authentic faith, where it was talking about salvation and success. It's almost just a twist to it, but he's teaching us about this covenant of peace, but it's pointing to the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Shalom is just, it means safe. It means well-friendly. That reminded me of something. I don't mean to throw too much out there. The message where God says that we must show, if you want a friend, show yourself friendly. Well, yes. shalom, watch this. This is how we show ourselves friendly, because when we're moving in the first shalom, it is all about being broken and all about losing yourself. It's all about, and that means you're showing yourself friendly, and that positions you, positions you for Omega to come in, for Omega to come in and bring results. Remember, he said, I want all my friends leaning completely on me. He said, I want you leaning on me. I want you to ask me. I want you. This is how I want our friendship. I want you to trust only me. But so it means, so we enter in that place. It also means health. That's the second shalom. Prosperity, second shalom. Favor, second shalom. Prosperous is the difference between prosperity and prosperous. Second shalom. Holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y. That means, let's talk about the next word, is basically the same word, completeness. And the last definition, well, it says tranquility, but we know that's first shalom. Second shalom here would be with God, especially in covenant relationship. So now it really reveals the covenant relationship we have with him. This, the second shalom, it leads us right here. And that's what God wants us to start looking at. This is the fruit of peace. This is a lot of the fruit. Don't get me wrong. Your tranquility is fruit. But God wants to show you the perfect peace, the manifestation, the shalom, and then the shalom. We all know how to extract the first. God, it comes automatically in the rhema. But God wants us to learn and teach us how to extract the second shalom. And we're going to. We're going to. We're going to. He is forcing our hands to stay in the temperament. He's forcing us, and my goodness, listen to me. Listen, get as bored as you want to. This message is preparing you for the return of Jesus Christ. You're going to be in perfect position for his return. Trust you, me. He's getting you ready.
Amen. Yes, he is. Amen.
He's getting you ready.
Amen.
So now the second shalom that he's talking to us, he wants to show you health, prosperity, favor. He wants to make you prosperous, holy, completeness. And he wants to reveal this covenant relationship that you have with him. I don't know if any of us can ever say we've really walked in covenant relationship with God, like really covenant relationship. I'm talking about real deal stuff. And so that's where he's leading us. So what I want you to do before Sunday is go in to studying Isaiah 54. I want you to get into Isaiah 54, start reading on Isaiah 54, and it's going to, as you read down, it's going to begin to reveal this covenant here, and it's going to begin to reveal the second shalom a whole lot. It talks about what he's about to do with them now that they've entered into this covenant of peace. Mm-hmm. So we are moving in shalom, shalom. If you're having a hard time seeing manifestation, if there's a difficult time seeing manifestation, you have to understand something. That must mean, and this is true for all of us, I don't care who, what, where, and when, it must mean that we're not in the first shalom, that you were not dwelling there in the first shalom, and we've got to. And if you're not dwelling in the first shalom, it's going to also point to, it's going to show you out again to tell you you're not walking authentic faith, and that you need grace to influence you back into your position. You need to get back to where you were, and you know where that's at. That's at the post, and that's what it's talking about. And so, shalom, shalom. That's God's intention for us, that the fruit of his peace will be made manifest on the inside, and the fruit of his peace will be made manifest on the outside. Same connection to Alpha and Omega. Same way through the temperament of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, praise God. Praise God. I think we've got a cure-all answer on how to really grow and expand in the kingdom.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
I got some feedback here from Jay. Jay says, this is good. Elder Allison said, shalom, shalom. Kurt said, amen. Elder Donna said, amen, amen. Bless God. Jay said, amen again. Shalom, shalom. That's right. Yes, Lord God. There it is, Kurt. We were talking about that. My goodness, you in the spirit. We were talking about that. Superimpose your way over our ways, Lord. That's right. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And Jay says, this is so good. And Elder Allison says, hallelujah. And I say amen to all of your amens. And I agree. I agree. We're talking about superimposition. That's what this is all about.
Yes,
that's what this is all about, man. This is how it's getting us in. This is how it's getting us in. This is the answer to what we needed. Oh, the blessedness of propitiation. My goodness. How it's bringing us into this covenant of peace. And I'm going right into prayer. It's bringing us right into this covenant of his peace. It's carrying us right to where you want us to be, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
You want to show so much who you are in our lives. But it's predicated on the fact that we are in the right temperament. It is a predication on this peace. There really is. We've got to be in the right position. We've got to be where you are. And you're bringing us in more and more. You're bringing us in more and more.
Yes.
And my God, I give you glory. My God, I give you honor. And my God, I give you praise for how you are sealing us in to the temperament of your son. You're bringing us in the right position, equally yoked with him. And my goodness, how we are joined to you, Father. How we are joined by the blood of Jesus in a place of propitiation. How we are joined in a covenant of peace with you.
Jesus.
And you're so ready to reveal this.
Oh,
I can't wait until you explode.
Thank you, Lord.
Your blessings and your power all over our lives.
Yes, God.
I can't wait till you can brag on us. Because we've just followed your word.
Thank
because we've changed. Our image has changed from who we were to who you are.
Yes,
and as a result of
thank
it,
you, Lord.
Shalom, 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 praise God.
Hallelujah.
Everything we lost along the way, everything that the canker worm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, and the locust, everything they ate, the years we lost, everything is going to be restored.
Hallelujah, Lord, thank you.
And we give you glory for it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Do it, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Give you praise for
bless
that.
Your name. Bless
from the
your
inside
name.
Bless out, you're doing it from the inside out. Shalom, shalom.
Yes, God. Thank you.
We give you praise for it, Lord. Father, it's happening.
Thank you.
It's happening. I give you glory. Sandori, Baba.
Thank you.
And I give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Lift your hands to him for a minute before we get off this line. Lift your hands to him and oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Lift your hands to him. Receive and receive and receive. And then speak the language he's given you. Speak the language, the faith language, the rhema language you've got. This is what you should say if I'm in the first shalom. And Father, that means you're here to manifest your shalom. Because peace flows from both the Father and the Son. He's given me his, and now you're here to give me yours. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom. Let there come manifestation. Let there come manifestation. Let there come manifestation, Father. And we give you glory for the shalom. We give you glory for the shalom that's on us. Hallelujah. We give you glory, Father, for the shalom that's already here. We give you glory for it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
Thank you for.
Thank you.
Shalom, shalom.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. And we thank you for the shalom. My God, we thank you for the shalom. It's here.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Our ways are pleasing you because you're watching your son.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you. Yeah. Command the shalom, Father. Command it in Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
Everyone that agreed, just say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Jay was